अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानं जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो अङ्गश्यामलिं छटाभिरहितो मन्दे कृतेन्द्रीवरं जाग्रोक्ति सांपट्टं बृंदारण्य निवासिनं हृदि लसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कंद निवेशितोज्ज्वलभुजं ध्यायेन्दं तवैवास्मि न जिमामि आज हमारी परिक्रमा श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग राधा विनोद बिहारी और गिरिराज जी की कृपा से संपन्न हुई। कल हमारा नियम जो एक महीने के लिए कार्तिक मास के लिए नियम सेवा उज्ज व्रत समाप्त होगा। परसों और तरसों विग्रह प्रतिष्ठा होगी। आज हम लोगों का सौभाग्य है, वी आर फॉर्चुनेट दैट श्रीपाद भक्ति स्वरूप दामोदर महाराज इज हियर। He is preaching also in whole world, in educated mass, here and there. So, I am requesting him to give some instructions for devotees that they can develop in Krishna consciousness.
Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavan Ganesh almost like 5 years time to prepare this conference. So, they need to decide to discuss about robust life comes from life, meaning that individual life is jivatma, is actually is coming from the Supreme Lord. So that means in this conference we have to discuss the scientific truth about the existence of God. What about the prime focus of this conference? And for the first time, I have had conferences on the synthesis of science and journalism, but there was a kind of indirect way of getting the scientists interested about the concept of God. About this time, and somehow I came to now the time has come that we can openly discuss with the scientists about God. So about 30 years ago, if the scientists discuss about God, or if we discuss about the scientists about God, then people will be thinking about this kind of concept wrong. It's crazy. So that type of idea was there. But you see, after 9/11, after the tragedy in New York, one good thing happened is that every scientist is interested about what is religion and what is God. So you can see in the bookstores around the world, not many bookstores, that you can see there are other books about the science of God, about the science and the religion, about science and the spirituality, about all these are written by very well known scientists of the world. So, therefore, when I organized this conference in Rome, I got some reaction from the people from the Vatican. The text was, you see, there is a form called, there's a university called Angelicum. This Angelicum University is the premier university under the Pope in the Vatican in Rome, the heart of Rome. So I ran this public program in Angelicum part of this conference. It was actually recently on this is November 11th. Today is November 24th. See, I think it's not working properly. So that's recently, and there was this hall is 1,200 people sitting. It's a very large hall. The president Paul actually graduated from this university, of Angelicum University. So I had a friend. This is Rayward is a philosopher, an Italian. So he, I became friends with him, so I requested him to send email to all the priests, all the cardinals and the priests of this area, 2,000 people, and invite him to attend this this hall. This is a free lecture, it's called public lecture, 1,200 people. And so I went to 2,000 people of this the members of this ethnic community. And so it's striking that a lot of the people are very fanatic, very strong Christian as a person. So he gave me what is this particular institute? Then he found out that this particular institute is connected with this part, in the Hare Krishna movement. So then he started asking questions. Why is Hare Krishna people are coming to the Vatican? Why they are intruding this our Vatican community? So then he sent out letters saying, oh, we should attend this conference, this congress, because we don't like this Hare Krishna people. So this message came to me from this friend, and so this friend was trying to talk to this person who sent this email. So why are we doing this? Why are we supporting these people? But this fellow, he answered a very nice question. Because you see, the truth can come from any direction, from any source. So therefore, so they are discussing about the truth, but so what is your objection? What is your objection? So I think that also came by a very good signal to the community. And so it was everyone received that job, and there are about 15 speakers came from the Vatican, from the Vatican University. There are three many universities in Rome. And so out of that, there are 37 speakers from around the world. And among them, 15 speakers are from the Vatican University. And the Vatican. So in this way, the conference was very well attended at the hospital. It is not just a hall. This hall is called Protomotica Hall, the Heart of God. This is a very historic building, about 2,000-year-old building. It's regarded as something very sacred place. The conference was held, and it was a management of the mayor. So the mayor gave me free of charge. And there was a very important message from the president of Italy supporting this conference. That conference was titled the scientific and the spiritual exploration for the study of life. That is a mixture of science and spirituality. That program. So I invited my presence of Mahathir and Maharaj and Sri Prabhupada the conference right for the and so the mayor was extremely happy that the end of the conference we sent a message saying that such type of conference never happened in this Protomotica Hall. Therefore, this hall is used as the Professor Foundation for International Peace Summit by the Peace Nobel Laureates. Every year is held, this year also, they held the program was, their program was came to 12, and my program started from 12. So that is today's program in Sanchez, and so then I recovered from 12, so 12, 13, 14, for the program. So the mayor sent this message saying that every year we should hold this, this conference in this place, and so he'll be very willing to support. For many years to come. So it's right. The conference was Plate is the another scientific proof of God. I never know the topic. How do you know that from the scientific argument God exists? I've never the kind of the topic. You see today, among the scientists, it is very often discussed. So primarily they discuss, I like to mention just a few words about this and then stop. And there are conceptions, mostly from physics, called the universe is fine-tuned. This is one aspect. Fine-tuned means that there's physical constants. So for example, the gravitational constant. Like gravitation. What you can discover is a gravitational constant. So that constant is a, see, you cannot take even a small fraction of this number. So therefore, if you change this number, then this universe will not exist. And the equivalent light, there will be no life forms. There will be no human beings. So therefore, such conception, they call fine tuning. The fine tuning is it. In other words, there must be a supremely intelligent personality to make this thing happen. So, for example, they also argue, as a good example, water molecule, H2O. So, two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen. So, this should be a bit mundane to most of you, but it is, and I'll just give you an example, that the angle between hydrogen, oxygen and hydrogen. So this angle is exactly 104.5 degree. So because of this, this structure of this water molecule, you see, when the water becomes ice, so the ice flows on water. Generally, when solid is heavier than the liquid. But in the case of a water molecule, the solid is lighter than the liquid. So this is called some kind of fine-tuning, that it is an intelligent designer, so that just an example, unless ice floats on water, then light cannot exist in the formulations. And similarly, there are many other arguments about the existence of God. So these are many of this is a very interesting topic now in preaching. Then we can discuss more about the inner misconceptions about the conception of God. So therefore, we have many interesting scholars this time from Canada. There's a professor called Robert Mann. is a very rich farmer, and he used the water to give us a strong defender of the existence of God. So there are many sides that are coming forward to show their bodies. So it's a very interesting development. That's very recently. This happens under this time of the spiritual master of God. And so this is, so Harpa, so I was thinking that whatever Prabhupada wanted to see is now beginning to happen. That's the one thing that something like useful about these people. So in this way, there was a tremendous interest. We have many strong speakers and many from different religious traditions and also scientists together. So this was the program that was held. And then last time, I'd just like to say a little bit about Mars. This is something like a mundane type of thing, but it can also be devotionally used, practical application of, I say, Krishna consciousness means that there are two things in Krishna consciousness, at least in the field of teaching that I'm doing. First of all, we have to understand what is life. What is life? So in pure devotional service, unless we know what is life and what is its meaning and why we are a Christian in this universe, that it will be not very easy to fall in devotional life. And secondly, just like when Vidura was talking to Maitreya, so Maitreya was beginning to give to Vidura about cosmology. So this cosmology and the cosmogony, so this within that enduring life, and it's a very fundamental principle, foundational principles of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, in Sadhana Bhakti, one starts Sadhana Bhakti, and the basic prerequisite is, at least today, according to this background, that what is life, as like when scientists are interested to inquire what is life, and also what is this, why is soul is created. So I think this is a very fundamental foundation. So therefore it is useful in that context. To have this knowledge is very useful for especially for teaching today in the scientific community today. Without this, it is very difficult to speak to them. And fortunately I think a very brilliant scientists today are becoming interested in the from this angle a little bit about the spiritual connection. So I think we have our partner of Canada's maybe, but now Maharaj's
maybe
for
maybe
Maharaj's. So then we can join together again and how to do because the Prabhupada's passed away, and we didn't know how to attend it and do that
for inspiring all devotees and remembering past days of Swamiji and mine. I think always, and I also tell my devotees that we are in one family, in family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nityananda family, and we should always be together and preach the whole mission in whole world. If we are united again, I see that we can preach in whole world as inspiration it was in the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. They are very They are very qualified, especially Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj is very qualified. He has no, what, that we are Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti or what, and they are
not sectarian mentality.
From beginning I saw him like this, and he always wanted that we should preach together for the same purpose of Srila Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Prabhupada. Anyhow, I am praising his presentation that he inspired me of. Gaur Premananda. Now we will begin our class. Ab hum log apna class aarambh karenge.